This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there. It's a 98.5 KTK morning show recap for Wednesday, March 11th, 2020.
Yeah, Corona Wednesday.
We had a coworker who was, had gotten a deal on a cruise like a year ago.
Yes. And he,
timing was bad.
He actually went with his wife.
Yeah.
And when he got back, we sent him home for a couple of days.
Yeah, well, we told him he was going on the virus of the seas.
Yeah, virus of the seas, right.
You know. No.
There's a new theory as to why the Tyrannosaurus Rex became extinct.
Why is that?
Couldn't wash its hands. It's too small.
They are small.
Gosh.
Yeah. They are small indeed. Well, here's what we found out. Coronavirus on a lot of people's minds, mainly because it's going to happen very soon, is that you're going to be businesses and governments are going to be like, stay home, mm-hmm. and you'll have to telecommute, which sounds great. However, is our infrastructure able to handle a bunch of broadband usage? Experts warn that the added strain of remote access, video conferencing, and the use of VPNs might cause some difficulties for the internet infrastructure. Domestic broadband for customers serviced by antiquated copper wire networks would be worse affected. It could see data bottleneck. Just imagine, you know, Friday at 5 on, ahead of Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You know, trying to get on the interstate, it's just going to be kind of that bottleneck type thing. So be prepared for even problems streaming Netflix and Hulu, which is a sin.
Which is what people plan to stay home and do constantly.
Yeah, exactly. But
I don't think it's quite such a bad thing. It'd be nice to stay at home, you know, block the webcam so you don't really have to, you know, dress yourself for meetings and what have you. I do love the fact that we're now going to find out for sure what meetings could have been handled in an email, because you know that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to predict that bathrobe and slipper sales will go up.
Yes, they will. Do you prefer tea over coffee? Probably in your genes. There was some research done in Japan. They found 9 genetic locations that were associated with consuming coffee, tea, alcohol, yogurt, cheese, fermented soybeans, vegetables, and meat. And they found variants responsible for the ability to taste bitter flavors.
So they're looking at our genome, at our DNA, and figuring out, if you like this, if you like bitter flavors, this affects you this way, right?
Right. So, like, for those who ate more fish, natto, which is soybeans.
God, that's tofu, nasty. It's the nastiest thing you've ever seen.
And vegetables had a genetic variant that made it more sensitive to umami taste, or savory or meaty flavors.
Yeah, the umami. That's like the sixth sense. Or fifth sense.
So they tend to think that eventually this might be able to pinpoint people that may have a problem with substance abuse or alcohol, because they can actually taste the difference. We found out that middle-class Americans skipping out on marriages because of money. 60% of Americans said they have been married in 2002. That's dropped to just 50% in 2017, with more and more middle-class Americans opting not to marry but to live together in what I used to call living in sin.
Right.
To save money and further your career.
I think you made a great point, Chris. Like, when I read the story, I thought they were just talking about marriage specifically. Like, well, and I was kind of like, well, why can't you have a career and be married? But you made a great point, which is a lot of times married couples will then have children, and it's more just the entire package, right? Marriage, children, house, the whole nine yards.
Well, I mean, I remember when I was growing up, the whole idea was, where'd you fall in love, get married, and start a family. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what you were ingrained to do. And knowing now that I have an adopted son, it's expensive for daycare, and I can totally understand why one of the couple has to quit their job, because in essence you're working to pay for daycare
and add student debt into that.
Student debt is another one of the big reasons.
It's crippling.
Yeah, they say.
I didn't have that when I was leaving college.
Yeah, it is. It is a kind of a. In fact, it is a big problem.
It's like ankle weights when you're trying to get ahead in the world. You know.
It was the whole reason I remember when I worked country radio. Why I would never want to be a music star. So the idea when you sign a contract, you think that's a big happy thing, mm-hmm. but you're instantly $30,000 in the hole because you got a tour, you got a band. You got studio time. You've got a driver. You know all this stuff. So you have to make the money back, and that's why like country artists will play anywhere, anytime, because they're trying to make any money just to get back from that $30,000 debt.
You're so lucky you can't sing or play the guitar. Yeah. You really are. You're blessed with that, Chris.
I am very, very much so. I'm blessed with those talents. We found out that the CDC, and not only recommending that you wash your hands more often, cough into the crook of your neck, and stay isolated if you're sick.
Crook of your elbow, actually, because if I could do my crook of my neck, I wouldn't have to do this for a living.
Okay. Stand corrected. Crook of your elbow. They also recommend cleaning and disinfecting frequently touched surfaces on a daily basis. That would be doorknobs, tables, keyboards, toilets, faucets, sinks. And not all disinfectants are created equal. In fact, we found out that probably your best bang for your buck was going to be bleach.
But you got to be careful around the pets and your skin. And,
yeah.
But what they're talking about, too, is a pretty diluted, like a third of a cup in a gallon of water.
Right.
And that's a pretty pretty good diluted substance right there.
It is. But, you know, you brought up a good point, too, Storms. Make sure that you're not wearing any dark-colored clothing.
I have things I have ruined by just, I don't know what I was doing. Maybe cleaning a deck with some bleach one time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, my little, the cuffs are the same. You don't think about that because it shows up later. Janie, you found something in the dryer? What was it?
Well, there's like the Febreze microbial spray, but I just wasn't sure what to use, to be honest.
Well, and yeah, my father-in-law had told me this a while ago because I think it was not Ebola. What's the one that begins with the S?
SARS.
It's one of the bacterias. But anyways, disinfectant kills it. And
strep, maybe, staph?
Maybe staph, but the only thing that really kills it is disinfectant. And believe it or not, Mr. Clean, the liquid Mr. Clean, or Fabuloso, or the Lysol stuff.
Fabuloso.
Yeah. I love that stuff.
If it's a disinfectant, I pour it into as a pre-wash on my clothing.
That's pretty interesting.
So even if I use cold water, because, you know, like even with hot water, sometimes you have to have really, really hot water for that bleach to actually do what it needs to do. And a lot of times it doesn't work in the laundry. So
that's interesting.
We have that. What about, and also be careful when we're talking about bleach, make sure you don't mix it with any sort of ammonia cleaner because that will create chlorine gas. That is fatal.
That's a science experiment.
You don't want to play. That, yeah. Speaking of ammonia, it's a little bit better for the environment than bleach and a little bit better for your clothing as well. But it is not a registered disinfectant by the EPA. Same for vinegar, even though it's got a little bit of an acidic flavor to it. They says it kills a lot of bacteria and viruses, but it's not listed as a disinfectant. Hydrogen peroxide, I thought, was interesting as well. It's a
antimicrobial.
Why can I not say that word?
We don't know. We're worried about it.
I'm having a stroke. Sorry.
Whoa.
Don't do that, Chris.
They say highly concentrated hydrogen peroxide actually is extremely dangerous. It can be very corrosive to your eyes, your skin, your respiratory system, as well as cause chemical burns to your face and your eyes.
My mom used it pretty liberally when I was growing up. Every time we got back from the pool or the ocean, we'd have little drops put in our ears. It was hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah.
And I think alcohol, it was that magic
alcohol
formula.
The bottle of alcohol, you busted that out and poured it in your ear. When I think about that now, I'm like, that doesn't really sound like that great of an idea.
Yeah. Exactly. The burning means it's working. They say if you do go the hydrogen peroxide route, make sure it is in a concentration lower than 3%. You should be okay. Baking soda, good for cleaning, not good for disinfecting.
Right.
And then finally, our good old friend ethyl alcohol. It's very effective in a wide range of bacteria, killing bacteria and some viruses, including the flu and coronaviruses. You need about a 70% alcohol ratio for cleaning surfaces. And to be honest with you, it's cheaper to go the bleach route. At least I think so.
Yeah, right. You just got to be really careful with that. It'll tear you up.
It will, for sure. Make your own sports drink since we're making stuff. Found a recipe to make something similar to the stuff that sports people drink that was named after the University of Florida and aided them in football.
That'd be Gatorade. And our apologies to the Cade family. I apologize that we're telling people how to make their own Gatorade.
I'm not saying that at all.
Something tells me it might not still taste as good. But, yeah. You know, hey, give it a shot.
It is. You know, and it's actually kind of maybe a fun little thing to do on the weekend with the kids. But you know, you think about all the sugar and artificial sweeteners and the price of sports drinks. This is maybe a little bit cheaper. Half a cup of freshly squeezed orange juice, quarter cup of freshly squeezed lemon juice, 2 cups of filtered water. And then you want to do for flavor, 2 to 4 tablespoons of raw honey or sugar and about 1/8 teaspoon of refined salt. Put that all together. They say it has an orange lemony taste with a dash of salt.
Okay. And it's, I imagine, a lot cheaper.
Huh? It's a lot cheaper. And then we found out for Janie, who loves the child, better known as Baby Yoda. Uh-huh.
Baby Yoda.
On The Mandalorian, of course, that kind of came out. I think it caught Disney by surprise.
They would have had toys if they knew it was going to be that popular, because they didn't have any at Christmas time. And now China, who was supposed to have toys this month, Baby Yodas, forget about it, because...
You can't reveal a Baby Yoda species and not think people are going to freak the heck out.
Yeah, I don't...
Fake it, just, you know, like, put it before, like, a focus group. You know?
Sure, something like that. But anyways, now you can get a Baby Yoda chia pet eventually.
Finally.
what we were doing after the show is you went to the online store and found there's chia heads for everything.
There's a Newt Gingrich chia head, okay? That's how deep they've gone into chia heads. And that Psy from Duck Dynasty, the old man.
Yeah.
They're all old men. So you can grow his beard out of chia.
I love the one. I think my favorite one was the Bob Ross, because that's probably the most true to
perfect.
Life.
Perfect. Yeah, Bob Ross, the painter with the little cloud up here.
Yeah, but the Baby Yoda for Janie. You're not going to have Baby Yoda growing hair on its head. It's actually going to be in his little hovercraft stroller.
Oh, and
see, this made sense to me. At first, I was kind of like, why not? But then I thought, well... Actually, he doesn't really have his little fuzzies because he's still young. I mean, he's 50, but that's in Yoda species years, so he's just a little baby. So instead, you get the little blanket. I guess it kind of turns into his blanket and his stroller.
Yeah, and he'll grow a chia when he gets older.
Well, think about baby Yoda, only 50 years old and being young. Could you imagine how many diapers he goes through in a lifetime?
Oh man, wow!
That's
I never thought about that, and I wonder what Yoda poo smells like.
Smells like frog. He eats frogs.
Eats frogs.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right. I heard he cut back on them because they had high cholesterol.
Does he really eat frogs? Is that what it is?
Oh yeah.
I haven't seen it. Okay.
I'll send you a meme of him sucking down a frog.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Kermit in the corner, nervously.
Or a gift, rather. Not a meme.
So I just realized Baby Yoda is French.
French? Yes.
Yeah. He eats frogs.
He likes frogs. Yeah. So there's our show for today, Wednesday, March 11th, 2020. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, son, it's always shining.
Oh, my goodness. Bye. Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.